Hey family, welcome back. For today's show, I think I want to change it up on Fridays. I want to provide you guys actionable steps on Fridays that you guys can take away. So we'll try a couple of these shows out and see how you guys like it. If you're feeling it and it's re you know re recepted really well, then, or I should say received really well, then we'll do this. So today's episode is entitled Seven Success Routine Tips. Again, seven success routine tips. So what you're going to get out of today's show will be seven success routine tips that's going to help you on your journey through personal development, through your business, through whatever endeavor that you're trying to be. I mean, evidently you're listening to the show. You want to be great. You're listening to the show because you know there's more inside of you than what you're producing. You're listening to the show because of the value. So let's get into today's show. If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and personal development. I am your humble host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks, that just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. Success routine tip number one. Wait, ED. Before you even go into that, we need to clarify what a routine is. Well, a routine, according to Merriam-Webster, a routine is a regular course of procedures or a habitual mechanical performance of established procedures. So, routine tip number one, sacrifice. Yes, family, unfortunately, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to give up something. And giving up something will allow you to respect the process of what you're about to put yourself into and whatever you're doing. So, a good example of a great sacrifice of saying that, well, if I'm not going to get up and, meditate, or if I'm not going to get up and complete that project, then I'm going to hold myself accountable by not allowing myself to watch maybe my favorite Netflix show or maybe go do the hobby that I normally do during the day. I'm going to hold myself accountable for that. And that's the sacrifice I'm willing to give up in order to obtain the goal or the purpose that is really driving my life. So make sure, family, number one, when you're getting ready to go through this sacrificing process, that it's going to be okay. I mean, it's still going to be there. If it's not, then you create what it's supposed to be. Success routine tip number two, rise and grind, or rise early. You see, I started, and I've shared this with you guys before, family. So you guys know one of my favorite motivational speakers is Eric Thomas. And the reason why he became one of my number one favorite motivational speakers is because of the fact of I could relate. He had that dog in him. Do you know what that dog is? Let me break down what I mean about that dog. It was he by any means necessary, he was going to get it. And I love that because he has every right to give a valid reason why he wasn't where he was. I have every right to give and all the reasons are truly valid. But after the validation, what's next? So when he said he was getting up at 3 a.m. in the morning, I was like, yeah, that probably won't be me. Because I was always deemed as, or remember what I always tell you guys about when people project things on you, and they were like, people always telling me, hey, you're not a morning person. And so I believed I really wasn't a morning person because I enjoyed staying up late into the evening and sleeping, through the day, and then getting up and grinding in the evening. But I had to make a change. I wanted to make a shift. I am a mad scientist, family, and that's something you have to be. You have to be a mad scientist. And so what I did was I put together a plan and I said, for the next 30 days, I'm going to get up at 3 a.m. And I recorded myself of my feelings, what I was thinking every day, because the reason why I did that is because I wanted to understand how I was feeling. I know it's challenging getting up at 3 a.m. Trust me, because when I did it, I was like, man, and he did this for how long? I was like, but I seen the value in it. And I was like, oh man, we got to keep this up. So I started off doing it for 30 days. And after my 30 days, I changed it up a little bit and I started going between 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. And the reason why you want to wake up early, if you have kids, I mean, you have less distraction. Even if you don't have any kids, and and if you're married or not married, or you're in a relationship, whatever it is that you have, trust me, you're not going to get inundated with emails. You're not going to get people asking you questions or bothering you. You can focus on the task. So, the earlier you can get up, the better you can execute. And I am a true believer of it. I have to admit, I wasn't. I was like, man, I am somebody that works at night and I can do this at, but in the morning, I've literally watched when I wrote out my task list, I seen that I accomplished a lot more than I did when I was working in the evening. So again, rise and grind or rise early. Tip number three is exercise. So one of the processes in my routine tip is I exercise. I at first I was doing a treadmill and the Insanity workout, Insanity 30, and then I just went straight to the treadmill and I increased my time on the treadmill. I increased the kind of what I was doing. Because one thing that you have to be aware of, and I'm going to talk about this later, is sometimes your routine getting stale. So I just wanted to make sure that I wanted to have a commitment to exercising every, Monday through Friday. And I'm probably going, not probably, I will be increasing that a day too, and probably going to Saturdays as well, and then eventually 7 days a week. And the purpose of this is because what I realize is when I exercise in the morning first thing, because that's the first thing that I literally do as far as actionable things that require a lot of, I don't want to say thinking, but just being able to exercise. And a good thing about that, if when you are working out, put on this podcast show, put on any personal development stuff that you enjoy, or business stuff that you like listening to, or an Audible book. These are the things that I do. This is how I'm able to listen to books or listen to personal development first thing in the morning. So that's the first thing that's really going into my mind. No other garbage, just a lot of greatness, and a lot of you can be great, and a lot of you should be great, and a lot of what are you doing with your life, because you deserve more than what you're getting, and only to get to deserve it, you need to put in the required work and action. So family, exercising has been a key attribute to it. Now the eating part, we'll talk about that a different day, but the exercising piece, I really enjoy getting up and doing that, and also switching up my various exercises. Tip number four is one that, if I'm, we're transparent at this show, we don't try to put ourselves or try to look down on people. We look up to people. And so for me, my struggle with the meditation piece is I was using this the Calm app, and Calm app is amazing, but I wasn't sticking to it. I wasn't being consistent with it. And so I said, you know what? Let me just do 5 minute meditation. So I set my watch for 5 minutes. I talked to God, and for maybe, just some things I want to get off my chest, or some things as that I want to better myself at, or things I'm excited about. And then after I do that, I just shut up, and I'm just really literally quiet. I'm not talking out loud. I am talking in my, basically in my head and just having a conversation with God. So for me, I take 5 minutes and I do that Monday through Friday. And again, we're going to increase that to 6 days. But the purpose of meditation is really to calm your mind, to really to get you in a space of just relaxation in a sense, and minimizing some of the anxiety and depression and stress, because we all face it. Even if somebody's, I don't have, you have a little pinch or, you know, of it in you because of just the world we're living in, especially in these days and times when you're seeing people, more and more people getting laid off, and, you know, stores are closing and business. So we have to be in a mindset of being able to take 5 minutes, or take even if it's a minute, just seriously, family, I'm telling you, it will change your life. And check out that Calm app. The Calm app is amazing. Like I said, it was just for me, I wasn't staying consistent with it. So what I wanted to do was during this 5 minute meditation of just, like I said, talking to God. My plan is after this, I will eventually, you know, get back. I'm paid for the subscription, so I will be back on the Calm app. Affirmations. So affirmation, that was something I kept hearing about. Tony Robbins introduced me to affirmations when he talked about where every time he went on a stage, he had a particular affirmation he would say to get his mind in a mindset that was ready to receive as well as give. And being able to do that, he was able to go out and execute extremely well. So I picked up Jack Canfield's book called I think it's called Success Affirmation, 52 Weeks for Living a Passionate and Purposeful Life. So in the morning, along with reading my goals, I also read the affirmation for that week. So there's 52 weeks of affirmations, and every week I write out on a note card that affirmation. And also in that book, there's context to support the affirmation, so it'll kind of give you some background on the purpose of those particular affirmations. I have to say that is one of my favorite books so far as with regards to affirmations. I bought another book on affirmations, but being able to do affirmations really gets you in a peak state of mind. I mean, literally, I'm like, man, I can do anything. There's nothing you're going to tell me that I can't do. I believe I can do any and everything. Tip number six is writing out your top priorities on paper, or what I like to call your top income producing activities. So income producing activities, this is something I picked up from my mentor, where he talked about one of the things he does is work on income producing activities. And income producing activities are, what are these activities that you can be working on that is going to produce some type of income for you? So if you are doing YouTube, like if you had a choice to either do YouTube or go and just, you know, write in your journal, which one should you do first? And, you know, it depends on if you're going to take that journal and repurpose it to sell it, then I would say do the journal. But if not, then I'm going to say you need to work on doing your YouTube, you know, creating content to get out there so you can bring the audience in, so you have the opportunity to sell them on the value that you can provide them. So that's another thing. So this show, so my normal priorities as far as income producing activities are, once I work out and meditate, I come up here, and when I say come up here, I come upstairs and I start working on my videos, my content. So I produce two stories for the House of Many Things business on Instagram, and then I come and create the show so that probably takes me about 2 to 3 hours to do both of everything, because the researching part on here is what takes me the longest, because I want to make sure I'm providing so much value that you're like, man, when is the next episode coming out? So for me, those are income producing activities because it's allowing me to hone my skill. It's allowing me to get better. It's allowing me to package all of that information and repurpose it. So if I want to repurpose the content of what I'm doing on stories, I can repurpose it and give it to you guys, for or sell it to you guys or even give it to you free. It depends on how I want to repurpose it. But the point is that working on income producing activities is something I've struggled with because there's so many other things you can get sidetracked with. But you need to understand the reason why is important to do that. It's important because if you don't have the income coming in, you won't be able to enjoy the things you do like enjoying doing because you'll be concerned and thinking about the financial aspect of how you're going to take care or pay for something. So when you write out your top income producing activities, then you just put the remaining activities of everything that you want to work on. Tip number seven, commitment. At the show, we always talk about commitment over interest because there's a totally difference when it comes to that. Commitment is, I'm all the way in, and interest is let me dip my big toe in the water. So we're about commitment over here. So as you're going through your journey of creating your success routines, keep in mind that you want to make sure that you stay on course. And when I say stay on course, I mean continue to work through your routines, become really great at becoming consistent. And test your routine out for 30 days. Maybe that particular routine that you created is not viable for the lifestyle that you're living or is not working well enough. So that's why I said, family, we have to be mad scientists. We have to say, okay, that's not working. Let me pivot over here. This is not working. Let me pivot over here. And you continue to do that until you get into a groove that, oh, this is it. This is it. And let me park there parenthetically and say this. When you Don't be somebody, though, that when you are going through your routine process and you're like, oh, this doesn't work, and you give up on it too early, because I've seen that too. And I remember I made the show on Stop Stopping, which I borrowed from Russell Brunson when he talked about a conversation he had with somebody, and they had brought that to him saying, stop stopping. And so that's one thing that we have to stop doing, family, is stop stopping. Because it's uncomfortable for us. Just keep moving forward and keep doing what you need to do. Well, family, that has been the seven routine tips that I really think that will help you be great and successful. Again, those seven routine. Oh, you know what? Now you know I have to over deliver. I can't just give you seven. Let me give you two of these bonuses as well. Bonus number one. Reward yourself for the commitment that you've made to your routine, or reward yourself basically for your commitment. And when I talk about rewarding yourself, what I do is I type out on my in my notes section of from on my phone is everything that I want, like everything. Like I put on there things that you'll be amazed on. Like I want to take a trip to Bali and stay for a month. So things that you could reward yourself, but in this context, as far as you completing your 30 days, right, you should have a list of rewards that once you finish that, what do you want to get yourself? For me, I have an upcoming challenge that I'm about to put myself through, which is going to be a weekend challenge because on the weekends I feel that I'm not as productive as I want to be. So I plan on doing a weekend challenge, and what this is going to look like is I'm going to get up early in the morning, and if when I do this consistently for either it's either going to probably be 30 or 21 days, my reward is going to be I wanted this thing, it's like a being a it's like a selfie stick almost, I'll say that, and so I'm gonna go and buy it, and I'm gonna set it up where I can look at it. It's gonna be still in a box, and I'm gonna look at it to give me incentive to know, yep, this is what I want to do. Another great reward is, hey, if you executed on all these things for the day, reward yourself by maybe watching a Netflix show or playing a video game. But don't get carried away with it where it gets in the way or it disrupts, your sleep pattern of making sure that you're getting up in the morning, because I've done that too, where I rewarded myself too much and then I got lazy. And so to defeat that, I understand that, okay, I know I can't watch this show or a series. I need to watch one single episode or a movie, because if it's a series, then I'm done for, because I'm going to sit there and want to watch it. So what you have to do is be cognizant of that. And that's a whole aspect of just learning yourself and knowing what works for you and what doesn't, and what are some temptations that you have to be able to pull away from in order to be as great as you're destined to be. And the last and final bonus tip, like I said, I'm over delivering, is don't beat yourself up or give up on your routine because you failed one day or two or even three or even a week. Don't give up, because let me tell you why. If you knew how many times, I'm going to tell you, because we're transplant parent here, we're all family. I've been trying to do this 3 a.m. thing, getting up at 3 a.m. probably about a year or two. I'll start, I'll stop. I'll do it for, a week, and I'm like, man, I'm tired. And then one day I just said, enough's enough. And I just went extremely hard. I mean, I went to bed on time. I got up on time. I wasn't hitting snooze. I was in it to win it. And that's what you have to be able to do. You have to understand is that the difference between people who fail and people who fail is the fact that the people that fail, they get up. The people that fail, they don't get up. Did you see how I just did that? Okay, how about I remix that? The people that are failures never decide to get back. The people that fail, they decide to get back up. How about that? You like that one? I hope that one works. So what I'm telling you, family, is that when you feel that you have failed, or you have failed, go back to your reasons, or inside your mind, or if you wrote it down on your paper or your goals or whatever, and remind yourself of the reason of why you're actually doing this. I'm gonna leave you guys with a Bible verse that really arrested my attention, and I was like, wow, this would be really good to add to go over with the family, because I haven't really talked about any too much faith things, and the reason why is sometimes I just get to going, and I don't want to make it so preachy, so religious that the family doesn't have an opportunity to find and seek for themselves. So, but this quote here, this parable, which was in Luke 15, to 15, 15 to 17, it was about the parable about the product. This is funny. When you have those moments when you're trying to say a word because you're so excited about to say something and you stumble over it. But anyway, this is about a parable about a son, the prodigal son, and it goes like this. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him into the fields to feed the pigs. He longed to fill his belly with the pods the pigs that were eating, but no one would give him a thing. Finally, he came to his senses and said, "How many of my father's hired servants have plenty of food, but I am here starving to death?" Again, Luke 15. 15 to 17. Reason why I love that story is because that's a reflection of our life, in a sense, if you think about it. It's more or less of saying that when you look or listen to somebody, you like, I know I can do that. What's stopping me from doing that? And the only person that's stopping you is you. You're holding yourself back. You're not allowing yourself to create the routines, create the habits to be the greatest version of yourself. So how do we stop that, ED? Easy. We break it down in chunks. So family, I hope today's episode, the 7 success routine tips, are something that really arrests your attention. These are tips that I think will definitely help you. Again, let's go over them real quick. Again, sacrifice, rise and grind, or rising early, exercise, meditation, affirmations, writing out your top priorities on paper, basically making sure you put your income producing activities at the top. And tip number seven is commitment. And then your two bonuses is reward yourself for your commitment. And number two, don't beat yourself up or give up on your routine because you fail one or two days or even longer than that. Get right back on it, course correct, and make it happen. I am your humble host, ED. This has been an amazing show for me. I hope it's been amazing for you. Until next time, I'm out.